Lesson 3. Early Middle Ages in Europe. Categorize. As you read, categorize information about religion and invasions during the early Middle Ages in Europe. Big idea. The early Middle Ages was a period of great change in Europe. Vocabulary. Medieval. Monastery. Christendom. Longship. Saga. Territorial expansion. By AD 500, much of what is now Western Europe was no longer part of any empire. The region consisted of small kingdoms ruled by Germanic leaders or manors owned by lords. It was Christianity in the form of the Roman Catholic Church, rather than a political ruler, that held the region together. The period from about AD 500 to about AD 1000 marks Western Europe's early Middle Ages, or the early medieval period. The growing influence of the Church. With the end of the Western Roman Empire, no single government had complete control in Europe. Over time, new kinds of authority developed in Europe. The Pope, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, gained more power than any other person at the time. The Pope's authority grew as more people in Europe became Christians. During this time, missionaries traveled throughout Europe teaching Christianity. Among the new Christian converts were kings who helped spread their new religion. In the AD 400s, the people in what is now Ireland became Christians, mainly through the efforts of the English missionary St. Patrick. In AD 496, Clovis, the ruler of the Franks, became the first Germanic leader to convert to Christianity. This event brought all Gaul into the Church. Soon after that, the Anglo-Saxons in England and the Visigoths in Spain also became Christians. Pope Gregory I, later known as Gregory the Great, led the Church from AD 590 to AD 604. Gregory was responsible for developing many important church teachings. He created rules of behavior for priests. He also set up monasteries, or centers of Christian life, in the lands ruled by the Germanic tribes. Gregory's plan was to make all of Europe a land of Christians, or Christendom. The Roman Catholic Church gained even more power under the Germanic ruler Charles the Great, known as Charlemagne. Under his leadership, the Franks brought back unity and order to many of the lands that had been part of the Western Roman Empire. Review. What contributions did Pope Gregory I make to Christianity? Biography. St. Patrick, AD 400s. Character trait. Courage. Patrick was born into a Christian family in England during the early AD 400s. When he was 16 years old, Patrick was captured by pirates. He was then taken to Ireland and sold into slavery. During these difficult times, Patrick developed strong Christian beliefs. After 6 years, he escaped and returned to England. Once home, Patrick studied at Christian monasteries. Then he returned to Ireland, where he converted nearly all the Irish to Christianity. After Patrick's death, the Pope honored him by naming him a saint. Today, people remember him every year on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Multimedia biographies. Visit the learning site at www.harcourtschool.com to learn about other famous people. Charlemagne. Historians today know more about Charlemagne than about most rulers of the Middle Ages. This is because of a biography written about him by one of his government officials. Einhard's Life of Charlemagne describes the leader as more than 6 feet, 1.8 meters tall. This was very unusual at a time when most men were a little more than 5 feet, 1.5 meters tall. Charlemagne had piercing eyes, fair hair, and a thick neck. Einhard described Charlemagne as a great warrior who conquered parts of Spain and Central Europe. Charlemagne controlled an empire from the Pyrenees Mountains in the west to the Danube River in the east. His goal was to unite all the Germanic tribes into a single Christian kingdom. Charlemagne was the son of Pepin III, a Frankish king. Pepin had helped the Pope by defending the city of Rome against the Lombards. Like his father, Charlemagne helped the Pope. When the Lombards attacked Rome again in AD 774, Charlemagne marched into Italy to protect the Pope and to defeat the Lombards. On Christmas Day, AD 800, Pope Leo III rewarded Charlemagne by crowning him Augustus, or Emperor of the Romans. Charlemagne had reached his goal of uniting Christendom under his rule. Like Augustus, the first Roman emperor, Charlemagne wanted to make his empire strong. He improved education so that more people could read and write. By granting large estates to loyal nobles, he built a system of officials to govern the lands. In return, the nobles provided military and political services to him as emperor. The nobles also kept up the roads, bridges, and forts on their land. This system became the basis for European feudalism, the political and military system of Europe. Feudalism lasted for the next 400 years until the end of the Middle Ages. Review. What kinds of changes did Charlemagne make to strengthen his empire? Democratic values. Justice. Charlemagne wanted his nobles to be wise leaders. He felt it was his responsibility to teach them how to govern fairly. Each spring, Charlemagne met with all his nobles. These meetings, called the Fields of May, were held in meadows filled with flowers. Charlemagne set up tents and taught his nobles about law and other subjects. He then sent out teams made up of one noble and one person trained by the church. The teams traveled to different parts of the empire. Their task was to make sure that all people, including peasants, were receiving equal justice. Analyze the value. 1. Why do you think Charlemagne wanted equal justice for all people? 2. Make it relevant. Think about your school's rules. Write a paragraph about how the students receive equal justice. A new wave of invaders. Charlemagne's rule was the high point of the early Middle Ages. Yet even before Charlemagne's death, his empire faced the challenges of invasions. Arabs and Berbers attacked the empire's Mediterranean coast from northern Africa. Then Magyars and Slavs invaded from the east. From the north came the Vikings from Scandinavia, the present-day countries of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. During the AD 700s, the population of Scandinavia grew quickly. After a while, there was not enough fertile land to grow the crops needed to feed all the people who lived there. Many Scandinavians set out in longships, or narrow, flat-bottomed boats, to search for food and steal it if necessary. In one Icelandic saga, or adventure story about brave deeds, a young hero says to his father, "Give me a longship and crew therewith, and I go a Viking." The word Viking meant fighting as a pirate or warrior. It came to describe these Scandinavian raiders, the Vikings. Others called them Norsemen or Northmen. The Vikings were skillful shipbuilders. Their fast-moving longships were powered by large square sails and many strong rowers who served as fighters as well. This allowed the Vikings to reach many of the coastal areas of northwestern Europe and to sail inland along rivers. The Vikings usually attacked at night or early in the morning in order to take people by surprise. They were fierce fighters, often killing everyone they found and destroying what they did not take. After hearing of a Viking attack in England, one English scholar wrote, "Never before has such a terror appeared in England." The Vikings began to settle on the lands they attacked. This territorial expansion, or adding of new lands, gave the Vikings the resources they believed they needed. The Vikings from what is now Denmark took control of parts of England and France. The Vikings from what is now Norway settled in Iceland, Greenland, and parts of Scotland. They even began a settlement in North America, in what is now the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador. The Vikings from what is now Sweden settled on the shores of the Baltic Sea in what is now Latvia. They then traveled inland until they reached the Dnieper and Volga rivers. They continued up the Dnieper and set up a trading center at Kiev in what is now Ukraine. From Kiev, a Viking named Rurik followed the Dnieper north and moved on to the city of Novgorod. In AD 862, Rurik invaded the city and established the kingdom of Kievan Rus. Many historians believe that the Swedish Vikings became known there as the Rus and that Russia was named for them. With settlement, a Viking became a thing of the past, remembered only in sagas. Over time, trading became the Vikings' main economic activity. Review. What caused the Scandinavians to go a Viking? And why did they stop their raids? Viking life. While people usually think of the Vikings as seagoing warriors, most actually lived on farms or in villages. They built permanent houses of wood or stone. Farmers grew oats, barley, and rye. Other Vikings worked at wood carving, metalworking, and fishing. Shipbuilding was important too. A king or a chief ruled each Viking community, which was made up of three social classes. They were the nobles, common people, and slaves. The nobles were descendants of important ancestors in the community. The common people included farmers and craft workers. Most of the slaves were people who had been captured in raids or in battle. The Vikings lived in simple one-story houses. Indoors, family life centered around an open fireplace. The fireplace was used for light, heating, and cooking. Review. What were the social classes in Viking society? Lesson 3. Review. Categorize. List each group of Vikings and the locations they settled during their territorial expansion. 1. Big idea. What great changes took place in Europe during the early Middle Ages? 2. Vocabulary. How are the medieval period and Christendom related? 3. Timeline. Who led the Roman Catholic Church earlier, Pope Leo III or Pope Gregory I? 4. Geography. Where did the Vikings start to build a settlement in North America? 5. Critical thinking. Synthesize. What are some of the reasons that people invade other lands? Performance. Write a saga. Write a story in the form of a saga. The story should be about an adventure and include brave deeds performed during the adventure. Read your saga to the class.